Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ronji on KMOX.
Let's take it from the top.
Hey, good morning, friends. How we doing? It is Monday, January 27th, 2025. Hope you're doing great. It is Amy Marks Corps and Chris Ronji. Good morning to you. Got a lot to take care of. A lot is happening today. So that means we need your assistance, 314-436-7900. That's the number that you can use to call us or text us. We also got a voice message feature directly on the Odyssey app where you should be listening to the show. Just download it, put it on your phone, take us with you wherever you go. You can listen to us. You can listen to the podcast when the show is over. You can listen to the rest of the station. And you can listen to Cardinals Baseball, which is coming up soon.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
Well, the FBI has made an arrest. They have caught one of the 10 most wanted from the St. Louis area. Actually, nationwide 10 most wanted, but this one happens to be from this area. Donald Eugene Fields II has been caught. Very good get for the FBI.
And a Soulard bartender, the owner of Bastille, found dead in a Macoupin County home.
And the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl again.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
Well, it's happening. That's from Kansas City 610, Mitch Holthus on the call. Amy, the Super Bowl is set. It will be the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, and it will happen in 2 weeks. It will happen a week from this Sunday coming up here. So still some time.
Yeah.
Not even to Super Bowl week yet, which is actually a really fun time. I love Super Bowl week.
Yes. Super Bowl week is fun. The time leading up to it. And that was actually something that was mentioned on the broadcast. When you win the AFC or the NFC championship game, you go to the Super Bowl. It's not just the game. It's that the next 2 weeks will bring a bevy of experiences unlike anything you've experienced before, or, you know, if you haven't been to the Super Bowl. And even if you have, it's, yes, you're preparing for the game. It's a two-week party. I will say I watched, you know, both games yesterday, and I am a Chiefs fan, right, because the Chiefs are on KMOX and so forth and so forth. Obviously, I grew up with watching, cheering for the Rams. Before the Rams, I was a Packers fan, so I don't have the same passion for the Chiefs that, like, a Scott Jago has for the Bills, a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan.
And
like I said, primarily because we had a football team when I was a kid. I grew up going to the greatest show on turf. That was my team. That's my passion. You can't replicate that. So anyway, that being said, that huge caveat, watching the Chiefs game, I thought I was going to throw up the entire game. I mean, which made me realize and remember, when you are passionate, how absolutely life-shattering these games are if you lose, or euphoric they are when you win. Because again, as a Chiefs fan, as a newer Chiefs fan, literally, I thought I was going to throw up. I couldn't take it.
Oh, I had no such feeling at all about either of these teams.
Well, that's because you're a Bears fan, and you're used to losing.
Yeah, not anymore. It's that things are about to change.
Because of Ben Johnson?
Yeah. But I don't know why you... It's like you have no idea what that even means. Ben Johnson's a good coach.
He is.
And he's probably going to do really well for that organization. So we'll find out. I'm telling you that if you are Scott today, poor Scott Jagow. I almost don't even want to talk about poor Scott. But we're going to have to.
Into the studio. So Scott Jagow, KMOX News reporter. You hear him on the weekends. You hear him on our show on Fridays. Massive Buffalo Bills fan. I was hoping he would not be at his desk. the moment I walked by because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Yeah, because you don't want to say sorry. I feel like not saying anything is better. But I'm also wearing a Chiefs sweater today. So I didn't want to like rub it in.
You're really bandwagoning. You've really been bandwagoning the last several weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah.
I think it's been years.
Years?
Like three.
Oh, God.
It's been 3 years.
Must be nice to just start cheering for a team that goes to Super Bowls.
Well, a huge part of it had to do with the KMOX becoming a broadcaster for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that real quick. we apologize because
we
spent all week telling people that the game was on. There was a scheduling issue, I guess. And it's not true. I was given false information, so we did not have the game.
Yes.
So if you tried to tune in and missed it, I'm sorry.
And if you tried to tune in and you heard my stupid voice, because I think we did play an episode of the Rachel Zimmerman Show, which is a great show. But if you were expecting to hear Chiefs football and you're like, oh, my gosh, is that stupid Amy?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Trying to listen to football here.
Imagine my surprise when I turned on the game and I heard my stupid voice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but thankfully, the boss let us know.
Yeah, so we were notified. We apologize for that. But we are the home of Kansas City Chiefs football. So next season, I guess unless things change, you can listen to all the games
here.
What
I'm saying is some people care about this company. And so I am supporting our teams. Chris Ranji.
I care so hard. I care so hard, but I don't care enough to become a Chiefs fan.
Well, you can't. You're a Bears fan. At any rate, there were two really fun games. My belief is that Eagles game was the most points ever scored in an NFC championship game. The Eagles, 55 points. Can you have a favorite team and a separate favorite player? Excuse me, a favorite player who doesn't play on that team? Because I think I'm in love with Saquon Barkley. He's kind of amazing.
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun to watch.
But now what do I do?
Yeah, he's been good.
Can I cheer for him to have a great game in the Super
Bowl?
Well,
so then you can't really call yourself
a Chiefs fan.
I mean, you can't be rooting for him during the Super Bowl.
I know. And so, again, no. This is because...
This is a stupid question.
But no, it's not a stupid question.
Yeah, it's very stupid. I hope he does well today. But no, you can't. You're trying to win a Super Bowl.
It's a very motherly approach. It's a very motherly approach.
Motherly approach?
Yes, like, listen.
He's not your child.
No, but I mean, I think the way I'm approaching it is with affection for all. And basically, because I'm a newer Chiefs fan, that loyalty doesn't ride the same way. The passion isn't as deep as it was with the St. Louis Rams. And so I really like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, no, he's a fun player, but you should root for him to absolutely fail on Super Bowl Sunday.
I don't think I can do it.
Okay, well, then you're not a Chiefs fan. You're a poser. You're what we call a poser.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, all right. Well, as long as you admit that you're a poser.
Yeah, just like you admitted you were a poser with the Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of them when I was a kid, then I just kind of got over it.
But don't you think
I readopted it for like 2 weeks.
Don't you think it's fair for me to be a poser when I... was a season ticket holder, not me, but my parents, when I was a kid, going to the greatest show on turf. I was a fan of the Rich Brooks, Tony Banks Rams. I had a Tony Banks poster. Tony Banks. I didn't even know they made posters for that guy. But I was a diehard Rams fan. I need something.
Yeah, so
I need a little bit of life.
Honestly, that makes the whole transition to the Chiefs thing. I will never understand.
Hunts are the worst, and they were a big reason why we don't have the Rams.
That's right. It's okay. Look, sports is entertainment. If you just want something to do, and you've decided to pick the Chiefs because of proximity, because they're pretty close. Okay, fine. But I would have, if I were a dyed-in-the-wool Rams fan, I would have a very difficult time rooting for that team. I just would. But that's me.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Whatever makes you happy.
Because it is, ultimately, it is nice to have something to root for on Sunday.
Is it, though? Well, okay. Yes, except if you have to admit to yourself you don't have the passion you used to have, or you don't have passion that others have.
That's fine, too. You can admit that you're a casual fan. I have no problem with that. But it does lead us to a different topic, which is, or a, I guess an adjacent topic, if you are not a fan mm-hmm. of the Chiefs, I'm guessing most people watched last night because there were two really good games that happened. Well, one of them was a blowout, but that one last night, mm-hmm. the AFC Championship, was a great deal of fun, as we kind of figured a Chiefs-Bills game would be. But it leads to this. If you're not really a diehard fan of that team or any team, do you get jealous that you can't or aren't able to really participate and pour your heart into it every Sunday? We've got a guy here who experienced some Buffalo Bills, I guess, magic over yesterday, at least for a while. Yeah. We're going to talk to Matt Pajeski, who was our producer, who went to the Buffalo Bills bar and enjoyed all of it. And he said it was fun for a while, but it made him think about how much fun it could be to be a fan and really care about a football team, knowing that we don't have one. We'll do that when we come back. 314-436-7900. Chris and Amy on KMOX. You got a text message from a 314. It says, we should interview Scott Jagow today. Get a fan's perspective from the losing side. Look, I don't think you want us to talk to Scott Jagow today.
I feel like that might not be a good idea.
Yeah, see, we visit with him every Friday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he tells us about what's happening on Sunday. He does Roaming St. Louis and Three Good Things and chat with Stumac. And, you know, we'll get his perspective on stuff. I think he probably needs a little time to soak. We can't go to the well now. This would be like, although it is his job, I was going to say, this would be like going to Josh Allen immediately after getting stuffed on that fourth down call, which I don't know that he did get stuffed. I think once again, the Chiefs got a call. But it would be like going to him right away and saying, hey, what happened there?
Yeah,
I don't think we can go to Scott. Scott is demoralized. He is dejected. He can't handle today. Today's been difficult. He had to work this morning. He's had a difficult time. Our friend Matt Pajeski went to the Shamrock, the Buffalo Bills bar, to experience the fun.
Yeah.
And he came away with a perspective that a lot of people in St. Louis might feel right now.
So I've been going to the Shamrock for the past three weekends because of Scott Jagow, and been having so much fun meeting these people, meeting these Bills fans, getting to know them, and seeing...
That bar's nuts, by the way.
It's great, yeah. People jumping off the bar, smashing tables and all that. And seeing the fans so distraught last night, I felt so bad for them. Like, my heart broke for them. But at the same time, like, I was jealous of them because they had a team to root for. They had a team that they were so passionate about, where they could feel those highs and lows, those ups and downs. I wish I had a football team in St. Louis that I could feel that way towards, and I just don't. So I have to be indifferent to pretty much every NFL game I watch. And I was really jealous of them.
No, it's such a true thing. It's like we're a little dead inside, and everyone can... Some people will feed the anger from the Rams losing... St. Louis losing the Rams, and you feed that anger, and so you remain alive. Some people are just dead inside, don't follow the NFL. Some people are dead inside and then pick a team to cheer for, like I did. However, the passion's not there. The depth of passion isn't there, and you're right. You look at people and you see their enthusiasm and the way they're living life, and you're like, I just want to feel something. I don't feel anything.
You know what? Maybe this is wrong to say, and I don't want this to sound like an insult, because it's not, because I love the fact we have them here. But to be a Battle Hawks fan, for me, just for me personally, I have a football team before them, obviously. But to be a Battle Hawks fan, I root for them. And when I go to games, I have a great time.
Yeah.
I love watching them. I love being there in the stadium, because it feels like a party. It feels like people are there just to have fun. But in terms of it being an emotional attachment where you leave the stadium if they lose and you feel sick to your stomach, like, I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's okay to enjoy sports that way, but there is something to... first of all, it's probably not healthy. for when your team loses to feel sick to your stomach after the fact. It's probably just not a healthy thing, but we're Americans, we love sports. So those of us who have teams, whether it's the Cardinals or Blues or whatever, you're going to feel that way. There is something to, on Sundays, having a team that you care about passionately for 3 hours and 15, 3 hours and 30 minutes, you get to be totally invested in that game. And then you prepare yourself for 6 days getting ready for the next one. There's something about that, even if you get punched in the gut.
So, okay. No, I agree. And here's the thing. When I did have the teams like the St. Louis Rams or, you know, having the passion for the St. Louis Blues, I think this probably goes along with my... even though I'm an emotional person, I feel like I ride life hard, like the ups and downs. Not so much with sports, because even when I was wearing a 3-foot tall Stanley Cup on my head when I was a kid, like a teenager, and I was wearing Blues jerseys, and I was so diehard, when the Blues lost, I wasn't crabby or sad or mean to people. It was like, okay, well, next year. And I even felt guilty that I could handle losses. And I think that's probably maybe just my uptightness. I'm not sure. That somehow, you know, like everybody just be in control, self-restraint. Maybe that's why. Because even in my most passionate, I was never a fan that you couldn't watch a game with because they would get so angry or animated.
Yeah.
That might be more guys, which I know is like not sexist to say, but the only people I know who are fans that you can't watch games with are like men, where they become so vulgar or violent or offensive that they will literally not be invited to parties, or they have to watch in a different room.
Or their doctor tells them they need to cool it or they're going to die from a heart attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've known never been like that. Yeah.
Which, okay, I've sports and games have made me feel close to that. Yeah. I think that I can get over them pretty quickly, like a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with that pretty quickly, I guess. But also, I still, if it's not like one of those things where it completely ruins my night, but it will still enter my thoughts, you know, maybe an hour or two later. I'll think about it and go, damn it.
So,
or the next day, I'll think the same thing, like, you know, but it won't just completely ruin my day.
I don't know if she's listening, but if my friend Susie is listening, she is from Kansas City. Her parents are in Kansas City. And 2 years ago when the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, her dad actually had a heart attack. He's okay, but they had to take him to the hospital. And she like posted about like, this is how diehard of a fan my dad is. But I like, Susie, you can call in if you've got that story. But I mean, that was, you know, when you live and breathe it.
But there is something about that momentary stress that you have, whether it's for a few seconds or minutes or an hour, whatever it is, when the game is going on and it's on the line.
Yeah.
There's something about that when you get rewarded with a win, I was doing a different job when the David Freeze stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I am jealous of, so I was sort of like not really closely paying attention to the Cardinals. I was working with a different team. So my allegiance was shifted a bit. And I am very jealous of people who were like at the ballpark or dying inside as all of that was going on. And then to get rewarded with what he did, you know, the triple and then the walk off. I'm very jealous of the people who were totally invested in that moment.
That's such a good point. The dying inside, which happens to all teams but one. Every fan of every team except for one team die inside at the end of every season. But the dying inside makes the exultation of the victory that much sweeter. And so there is something to be said for allowing yourself to suffer because it makes the celebration that much better. 314-436-7900. I think what I'm about to say is going to show that I'm not a diehard Chiefs fan, even though I'm a fan, because I think it's sacrilege. I want to hear how you feel about the Chiefs, though. 314-436-7900. I do think the most obnoxious people on the Chiefs are Mahomes and Kelsey. They're just, maybe it's overexposure, whatever. Mahomes, I don't know. I think they're great. They are so good. The likability factor isn't there for me in the same way that I love Andy Reid. I love Andy Reid. I love cheering for Andy Reid. And also, I have always been a fan of dynasties. when the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins, won two Stanley Cups in a row in 07 and 08, I was cheering for them to win a third because I love dynasties. Even though it's Pittsburgh, I have no investment in the Pittsburgh Penguins, but I love dynasties.
No, I think dynasties are good for the sport.
They're so rare.
Well, for any sport, it's good to have a team that is dominant, even if you get tired of them, because there is added intrigue in there being a singular team that everybody else hates. And if you get to be a fan of that team, well, then you're just lucky as hell. You're lucky that everybody hates you. That's a fun position to be in, too. But there is, whether it was the Patriots for years or the Yankees for a long time in baseball, it's kind of good for there to be one of those teams that everybody just dislikes. It makes the sport more interesting, especially when those teams lose. Because if you're everybody else, you can root against them. Like, you don't have to root for any other team, but you can root against them to lose. And what the Chiefs have done is extraordinary. I know we joke about them, and some people really truly believe it, that they get a lot of calls. I don't know if the numbers bear that out. It just does seem, though, like a lot of things happen to break their way late in games, whether it's a call or a play or a moment that you go, oh, come on, come on. Like, for example, when Josh Allen scrambled on that play that was so crucial late in the fourth quarter, and he got away from defenders, and he heaves the ball up, and it goes right into the arms of one of the receivers, Kincaid, and the guy just drops it, biffed it. It would have been a fourth down conversion. He just dropped it. And it's like, okay, come on.
You know who
really?
Else? The Kansas City Chiefs made two drops of what should have been interceptions on Josh Allen's first two throws.
Sure, but those were going to be difficult.
Yeah, they were going
to
be difficult, but I get it that people are upset. Some people are upset about the calls, but I will say objectively, if you watch that game, Patrick Mahomes outplayed Josh Allen. He just did.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't. Not by much. They both played really, really well.
But not by much is how you win and lose games in the championship.
Right, but if that guy makes that catch, if Kincaid makes that catch, we're singing a different tune today completely. Because maybe they lose. Maybe the Chiefs lose that one. That's Amy Markscores. I'm Chris Ranji. Tell us what you think. You can text us or call us at 314-436-7900. Drop us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
호락호락하게 하나도 내주지 않아요, 정말. 오, 멈춤없이 가네요. 멈춤없이 밀어붙입니다. 기세를 타나! 아슬아슬한데요. 자, 심판원입니까? 아슬아슬한데요. 심판원입니까? 분명해서 심판이 들어온 바에 다른데 공중에 볼 위치가 중요합니다. 체인 와야 됩니다.
Well,
that was the Korean call of the fourth and one play where Josh Allen got stuffed, allegedly.
It's all we could find since
we didn't have the game. We just played the Korean call. We were supposed to have the game yesterday, but we were lied to. So sorry if you tried to tune in and you didn't get to hear it.
But we've got that highlight, so
we do have that highlight. Number of people have texted in, and we're gonna get to those in a moment. We want to let you know a couple of things here. We call these housekeeping things. One, we are giving away tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo, which happens this weekend. It's Friday through Sunday in St. Charles at the St. Charles Convention Center. We are giving away tickets today and every day for the rest of the week. So you'll want to be listening for your chance to win tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. It is also Monday, which means we're doing Monday regrets at 12 o'clock. So if you have a regret from the weekend or from the past week, or something has been eating away at you, and you just need to get it off your chest, let us know. Send us a voice message on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or you can text us at 314-436-7900. Tell us what your regret is. It is Monday Regrets on the show today. So a few people have texted in. Mm-hmm. We posed the question to you, or at least the thought exercise, about watching other fans suffer, and like Buffalo Bills fans and our good friend Scott Jago here at KMOX, who is certainly suffering today because his Bills have just been, oh, dude, it's such a good team. They were so excited. They have been absolutely heartbroken time and time and time again. And this felt a little different. And, of course, the result is the same. The Chiefs beat them, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
And like, the fact that the Bills somehow always become very competitive and very good when another dynasty is having
With the Cowboys
back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, they were up against that Dallas dynasty. Now with the Chiefs, this is so unusual.
So it's so depressing, but also... The question is, isn't it better, in your opinion, to have that than to be what we are here in St. Louis? And yeah, there are a lot of Chiefs fans here, but there are a lot of people who were Rams fans who just don't have a team anymore, and they refused to get on board with another team because that was too big of a heartbreak. There's no heartbreak in sports like your team leaving your city.
No.
That's number one. What the Bills fans go through is probably secondary, but having your team just leave town and say goodbye, we don't want you anymore, that's a real kick in the gut. But isn't it almost better to have that feeling of just completely investing yourself emotionally into a Sunday, or, you know, if it's a baseball team, like A's fans are now losing their team. And isn't it better to have a team that stinks or a team that breaks your heart than to have no team at all?
Isn't that what they say? It's better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. Quick question for you, Ronge. Would you rather be you, a hapless, sad, depressed, bitter, angry Bears fan, or a Buffalo Bills fan who had a hell of a ride but is depressed today?
Oh, I'd rather be me, because we're on the, our arrow's pointing up, baby.
Well,
and there's no other team in the conference.
Point your arrow backwards. Which person would you rather be this year?
I'd rather be a Bills fan this year because they made it to a conference championship.
You would rather be Scott Jagow today than Chris Ronge today.
I think so.
Scott's got it.
But it's very difficult for me, though. Well, okay. Come on. Our arrow is pointed up.
Is it?
Yes.
It's a little top heavy, though. It's starting to wobble.
Here's a text message from a 618. I am so jealous of caring for an NFL team. Yeah. I was rooting for the Lions, particularly my hometown boy, Sam LaPorta, who's from the Illinois side, if I remember right. Mm-hmm.
Highland.
Highland, that's right. And I was crushed after they got eliminated too soon. See?
Yep.
I get that, but it's better to have that, in my opinion, than to just not have anything to root for. Here's a message that says, look at the players after the game. Sure, some are disappointed, more disappointed than others, but they're all going to go home to their wonderful lives, and they'll have a beautiful day today, as opposed to fans who act like it's wrecking their life. All these crazy fans always say, we. Spoiler alert, you're not part of the organization. It's a football game.
Okay. So to that point, the Chiefs last weekend.
Yeah. What about it?
Who did they play? My brain is...
I forgot who they played. Oh.
Why is my brain broken?
I don't know. But what's the point?
The point is, after that game, the quarterback, oh my gosh, this is the worst radio in the history of radio. The losing quarterback was smiling and went over to Patrick Mahomes and smiled. And I was surprised that the losing players, because I know they're close, and in the NFL, a lot of these guys are close and they're friends. Sometimes I'm surprised by the losing team's ability to smile and hug and congratulate the other guy.
It was Houston.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're thinking of CJ Stroud.
Yes.
Whose career is just really getting going.
I'm not doubting their passion. I'm not saying that. I'm just always surprised that, and maybe it's one of those things where in the moment, because it hasn't all hit you, the game is over, you're in a rush, you hug, you congratulate Patrick Mahomes, and then you move on, and then you're disappointed. But I am always impressed by the way the wide receivers, the running backs, the offensive linemen patting each other on the back which is a great show of camaraderie and sportsmanship, but I would be in tears.
Well, and some guys are, and I'm sure that on every team there's always one or two that doesn't, you know, really care, and they're glad they get to start their off season. But most people, most guys, I'm sure are distraught after that. Bills players, I can't imagine there's a single one of them that's like, all right, cool, off season, let's go.
No,
and they have to be
the way they can pull it together in the moment, and it's just a very different visual than the Stanley Cup playoffs, where teams play each other 7 games in a row. You remember the famous crying Brad Marchand gif of him crying on the bench when the Blues won in 7 games in the Stanley Cup final. But there's not a lot of smiling on that final handshake. The players are often in tears. They're shaking hands. The camaraderie visually looks different than it does in the NFL.
Oh, I don't agree with that. There's something about the handshake line that's different, because you get to see every single player and they do it in a orderly way.
It's orderly. Unlike football, where you have to seek out guys.
Right. And the field is a mess. There's more than just players on the field. It's just flooded with staff and police and camera people, media, whatever, who else. But those players are disappointed, because football's not an easy sport. It is physically, for most people, just impossible to play. And it is, you're literally giving your sweat and blood to it, that it's really hard not to be emotional about it after the fact. So,
yeah. I will say the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes post-game, hug was brief, and Josh Allen looked distraught.
I'm sure he is, because he's also carrying the weight of the city. And again, he's gotten beaten by Mahomes and the Chiefs. And he's probably thinking, well, this is me. It's on me.
Yeah.
I'm the quarterback. I'm supposed to. But he played a great game. They both played really great games. This text message says, as a Broncos fan, I relate to the frustrations of the Bills fans. I don't know if it's the same. Broncos have had a rough go, but not like the Bills.
I don't think anyone can really compare to the Bills. The Bills have never won.
Historically, what the Bills have gone through going back to the 90s.
I will say this too.
Rough.
When it comes to likable players, and again, I think it's because, like you said, we're a little bit dead inside. And people probably hate me, because I think there's nothing worse than a lukewarm person. I get it. And I'm sure people hate the fact that I'm cheering for the Chiefs and like love watching Saquon Barkley, and none of that. You can't reconcile those positions other than the fact that I just love football.
But here's the thing.
I just love football.
Amy, you can do, as far as sports goes, people have too many rules about what you can and can't do. I'm calling you a poser because,
you have to think of some name to call me.
Well, you have adopted. You just sort of adopted this team because they're good now. So it's embarrassing.
Well, not because they're good, because they're on our station.
You could do whatever you want.
Because I will say this.
Because sports is entertainment, and you are allowed to consume it however you want.
Because, while I love Saquon Barkley, you know who else I really like? Jaden Daniels is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sad about it.
He's fine. He's about to hit a wall, though. He's about to hit a wall. I'm just telling you.
He was fun to watch, though.
I'm telling you. Same thing. I was right about C.J. Stroud. Not as good as last year. Same thing's going to happen to Jaden Daniels next year. But it's okay. It's good to have good young quarterbacks in the league. It makes the NFL more watchable.
Look at this guy. This has nothing to do with Caleb Williams.
I don't know what you're talking about. A text message here says, Mizzou football losses are painful for them.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. It's good that you have a team that makes you feel pain. That's better than not having a team at all. Or having a team that's never competitive. And Missouri football has gotten so much better.
If the Tigers
in the last few
football
years.
Program just shut down, that'd be massively painful.
Yeah, for a lot of people it would be.
I would be upset, and I haven't really watched Mizzou football other than the regular, local guy. Yes. You're looking at me expectantly like you're going to say something.
No, I'm not.
If you're watching on our YouTube channel, our StreamYard, you can see that look.
I understand.
Yeah.
And yes, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter. I have never felt I've never felt really an attachment to Missouri or Illinois football.
Not a huge attachment, but even so, imagine your disappointment if you had an attachment, because I would be hugely disappointed. I love knowing that parades are happening. I love the idea of parades, but I don't watch parades. I love the idea that Illinois and Mizzou football, and granted, I watch more football than parades, but you get my point.
I will say this. I do like the fact that in pretty close proximity, we have a Big Ten team and we have an SEC team.
Like,
and we're right
that.
In the middle of that. That's very cool to me.
I watch way more parades than I watch football.
You really?
Do you know the Macy's thing? We always talk about NFL ratings and how they dominate. There's the top 100 programs every year. It's always like 75 or 80 of them are NFL games. One of them on the top 100 is always the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
are
is.
You
yes, it
so
is.
It's so boring.
A lot of people watch it.
I love knowing it's there. I just don't want to be there.
Did You See This is coming up, and don't forget that you can drop us a voice message whenever you want from the Odyssey app. Tell us about your Monday regrets or your Monday regret that is coming up at noon. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, Did You See This with Chris and Amy.
Scott sounded fine there, didn't he?
He sounded great. Okay, Ronj, Progresso Soup. You know Progresso Soup, like Campbell's, but not chicken noodle soup. I'm just going to read you what the vice president of General Mills informed the public a few days ago. Quote, for decades, Progresso Soup has brought you cozy comfort on chilly days or when you're under the weather. When you're sick, nothing is truly more reassuring than chicken noodle soup. So we thought, why stop at the soup bowl? We took the beloved flavors of our Progresso chicken noodle soup and packed them into a fun, savory candy soup drop for a totally new way to enjoy the taste you love whenever and wherever you want. They are a little package of Progresso soup drops, and it is called Soup You Can Suck On.
Yes. Hell yes.
That's what they're calling it.
I am such a big fan.
Soup You Can Suck On.
I would try it. I'd try it. Soup You Can Suck On. You suck this soup, pal.
Don't be a soup sucker.
I love that. What a great name.
It
makes me want to buy it.
I read it in the news, and then reading this on generalmills.com, so I'm like, is this an April Fool's joke? But it's not, and it's not April's. It really is soup you can suck on.
Hold on. Is it available now?
I think it's a limited time.
I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
We're going to try it.
No soup for you.
Oh, my gosh. I would love some soup to suck on.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, did you see that St. Louisan really grew up in the St. Charles area?
Yeah.
A graduate of Francis Howell North.
Okay.
Mark Burley.
Yeah.
Who played most of his baseball career with the White Sox. He played with the Blue Jays as well. He is getting a statue at the ballpark where the White Sox play. It's called the Wright Field now. But yeah, he's getting a statue. They are unveiling the statue July 11th at Wright Field. He was part of the 2005 World Championship team. He had a couple of no-hitters, one of those being a perfect game. Very important to White Sox history. And he's getting a bronze statue at the ballpark. I think that's very cool for a St. Louisan to get that.
That's awesome.
Burley's the best, by the way.
Do you know him personally?
Yeah, of course. He made himself a fan favorite just because he just very chill.
Yeah.
Never really got worked up. Just kind of did his job. But if you're one of those people who hated how long baseball games took before the pitch clock, that guy would have you out of there in 2 hours and 10 minutes. He was unbelievable.
He was the walking pitch clock.
Dude, get the ball and throw it. His games are a pleasure to watch.
Another sports update. Madison Keys of the U.S., she defeated Aryna Sabalenka to become the Australian Open champion.
We're talking about tennis?
We're talking tennis. Okay. Australian Open. Guess what? She's a real inspiration. She is the second oldest woman to ever win the Australian Open.
Oh, that's cool.
She is an old lady, second oldest, defying the odds at the ripe old age of 29.
Oh, old lady. About time to hang it up, don't you think?
That's like when you watch the Olympics. Like, this is her fifth Olympics. I can't even believe she's still trying. She's a real inspiration. She's 22 and will soon be worthless to the world. That's like, what is with youth? What's with the youth?
Speaking of women's sports, TCU basketball.
Yes.
They ended a 35-year losing streak against Baylor. They beat them yesterday 80-75.
Oh.
They have not won a game since 1990 against Baylor. That's so rough.
Awesome.
So congratulations to the Horned Frogs. When we come back, Chris Cillizza, political commentator. You may remember him from CNN. He's been all over the place. He's a writer. He is going to be joining us every Monday on KMOX at 11, starting next. It's Chris and Amy.